Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to Afternoon Classics. Coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News. And Judith Merriweather joins us a little bit later with a rundown of some of the events going on in the area. Music begins with a performance by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Donald Runicles conducts, along with soprano Christine Brewer, in a performance of the Symphony No. 3, the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs by Gorecki. the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Donald Runicles, and featuring soprano Christine Brewer. We heard the Symphony No. 3, Opus 36, the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs by Goretzky. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org.
Now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Here on the UL campus, the UL Press has a number of new titles available this fall and for the holidays. One is Through Mama's Eyes, Unique Perspectives in Southern Matriarchy. That is put together by Shailen Woods, who is director and archivist of the Ernest J. Gaines Center here at UL Lafayette. Another one of their new titles is Made in Louisiana, The Story of the Acadian Accordion by accordionist Mark Savoy. Also, Ehe's Town and the Architectural Image of Louisiana. Information on these books and other titles by the UL Press is available at ulpress.org. In Breaux Bridge at the Tesh Center for the Arts, a new exhibit will open up titled J'aime le coton jaune. On Sunday, November 28th, there will be a presentation and the opening of the exhibit given by the Acadian Brown Cotton Organization. That will be Sunday, November 28th at 4 p.m. at the Tesh Center for the Arts in Breaux Bridge, 210 East Bridge Street. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will perform their Christmas concert, their holiday concert, A Sleigh Ride Together, on Thursday, December 16th. They will be joined by Zachary Richard, as well as the ASO Youth Orchestra. That will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, the 16th, at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette will present an Acadiana Christmas Carol, a twist on Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It will run December 3rd through the 19th at Cité des Arts. There will be an opening night gala on the 3rd. For information on the gala or any of the performances, you can go to their website, citédesarts.org. The Acadiana Center for the Arts will hold their Pelican Ball, the inaugural Pelican Ball, on December 9th. At the ball, the original 12 Pelicans on Parade will be displayed in the atrium. For information on the Pelicans or the Pelican Ball, you can go to their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. Looking a little ahead, December 11th will be Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Lots of exhibit spaces and galleries will have work on display, some new exhibits, some returning. Again, that will be Second Saturday Art Walk on December 11th. A number of exhibits continue at the Hilliard Art Museum on the UL campus. 20 years of Mare Press and a collection. Universe of the Mind, Master Shin Long. Kara Wood's exhibit, Axis. Sanctuary by Linda Alterwitz. And Rain Bedsoul, Water and Dreams. The Lafayette Public Library will have lots of holiday activities, workshops, and events for children, young adults, and adults. You can go to their website, lafayettepubliclibrary.org, for a listing of all of these activities. And whatever parish you live in, check out your library's offerings for the holidays. And thanks to all of you who supported KRVS during the fundraiser and have continued to send in your donations. If you are up for renewal for your membership or you just didn't get a chance to give during the fundraiser, you can give at krvs.org. There's a red donate button in the upper right-hand corner. But if you'd like to discover other ways to support KRVS, click on the support button. There's a drop-down menu of different ways to help KRVS, including program underwriting. You can keep up with what's happening at KRVS by signing up for our newsletter that is on our website. You'll see a way to sign up for the newsletter. Lots of great information about programs and program producers and new happenings here at KRVS. You can also sign up for our Facebook or Instagram page. Those are kept up, and again, lots of wonderful information about the programs you love here on KRVS. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered. Thank you.